Shkalim chapter 4 Mishnah 7 Amachdish Nechasa Vahasa Bim Behema Roy Lagaba Mizbeach. One consecrates his possessions, and among his possessions are things suitable for the altar. So he says, I'm giving my things to the temple, and there are animals in there that are suitable to be brought up on the altar. Zachar Munakaivas, male and female animals. So we're going to see different opinions. What do you do with the animals? First opinion is Rebbe Eliezer Aimer, Zacharim Yamachru Letzarchei Oilas. The male animals you sell to people who want to bring an oila offering. Right? They need male animals, so you sell them a male animal and it will be brought by them as an oila offering. When a kavis Yamachru Letzarchei Zivchei Shlamim, and the female animals you sell to people who want to bring a shlamim offering, which are female animals. And then Udumayim, the money you get from selling the animals, Yiplu im Shah Nachasim Lebedek Habayis. You can then use the money for the upkeep of the temple. That's Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Shah Aimer, Rebbe Shah disagrees. He says, no, that's not what you do with it. Zacharim Atzman Yikrivu Oilas, the male animals you bring as a public oila offering. You offer it up on the altar as an oila offering. When a kevas and the female animals, so those can't be brought as oila offerings because there's no such thing as a female oila offering, only a male oila offering. So the female animals you sell to people who need shlamim offerings. Then, you take the money and you buy male animals for oila offerings. Okay, and that's you would offer them up on the altar. And then, the other property that the person donated, that can go to upkeep of the temple. But according to him, the animals would be brought as oila offerings, either directly or through sale and using the money. Rabbi Akiva Aimer says, Rabbi Akiva, Roya ni es divrei Rabbi Eliezer, mi divrei Rabbi Yisha. I prefer the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer to the opinion of Rabbi Yisha. Why? She Rabbi Eliezer hishve es midaiso, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you do the same thing with the animals. You sell them to people who need them. But Rabbi Yisha, chalak. But according to Rabbi Yisha, you have to differentiate if it's a male or a female. And says Rabbi Akiva, I don't, you know, I prefer one standard approach. I don't like two approaches for different animals. Amri Papias, next opinion, says Rev Papias, Shemati, I heard Kedivrei Shneim. Sorry, I've heard, you know, like both of them. There's an opinion according to both of them. Shamaktish Beferish Kedivrei Bileze, if the person sanctifies their property explicitly, then I'll prefer the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. What does it mean explicitly? Person says, my animals are for the altar and my other assets are for the upkeep of the temple. If he says that, I hold like Rebbe Eliezer. Hamaktish stam, but if he just says, I donate all my assets are consecrated, he doesn't specifically say for the altar, he leaves that part out. Then Kedivra Rebbe Yisha. Then our whole block Rebbe Yisha. So it brings at the end of here that the Falacha follows Rebbe Eliezer, who's supported by Rebbe Akiva. It's according to the Rambam. And that would mean that the male animals, as we said, are sold to people who need oila offerings. And the female animals are sold to people who need shlamim offerings. And the money can then be used for the upkeep of the temple. That's how we pass it.